Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. This is a new season. Today's show is being brought to you by Audible.com. Audible.com, which is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio and information and for entertainment on the internet. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Go to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. Go there. You get to get a free trial and download a free audiobook. That's how we do it. Again, this is the season premiere of Life at the Dust Live. We'll be back.
Dust Pod Radio. Life at the Dust. Dust Pod Radio. You need to tune in to Dust Pod Radio. Life at the Dust.
Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music quiz with hot models. You got Life After Dust, Dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
We're on. Yeah. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. It is Hot After Dust Monday, presented to you by Audible.com and one of our other sponsors, Notoriously Naughty, who's doing some big things out in the Bay Area. Big ups to them. And, man, today's show, man, I'm so glad to be back to see you guys. Oh, my God. I'm so glad, man, you know. We all just got to take a little break from you for a little bit just to keep the heart going crazy and going, when are you coming back? Well, we're back. You know, I'm going to take that break right around the holidays, regroup, and then come back and do some more great shows. So definitely glad to have you all. Of course, we're doing something a little different this season. A lot of big things, man. Oh, my God, I'm just so excited about what's coming up for this season. We did a little bit of changes, and one of the big changes is what she's on the line right now. She is now my official co-host. Not just a host on the show, but she's my official co-host. So we both are like Batman and Robin, heck, Starsky and Hutch, or however you want to put it. But, of course, you know, for all y'all that checked in late last season, you know, this is my girl, who I'm glad to have in the building with me today, my girl T. Marie. What's up, T.?
I'm
glad to have
Happy
you, man. You know,
New Year.
I'm glad to have you because, you know, I big you up so much to people. I don't think you really understand how much pride I take in to the people that hold me down and how great I talk about y'all. I mean, I'm like, oh, Jesus is so great, blah, 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 blah. I really take pride in having you for the continued journey with me. It's been just a fun ride. I'm glad that you're joining the ride again with me.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
I mean, it was inevitable, man, for us to become our co-host because we were just clicking so well. And for of course, people to see we were doing the second hour, it's like, oh man, we got to hear more T. Marie because you were already doing your thing, and just having you back in full spirit and just doing it with us all the way, it's a great feeling, and it can't be replaced. It's something that's just a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you, Sadie. Thank you.
So as far as you know, I got a lot to talk about as far as we get into the show and get into our topics of the day. First off, we got to let y'all know about we got two guests on today. First hour, we're going to have my girl T-Steel from VA. She's going to be checking in. And she's actually in the most recent issue of Kim and Kim's magazine, issue number 5. Go cop it. Go cop it. Cop it now. And I'll soon say from California, she's going to be on the second hour. So, man, it's just two great people making some great things happen. And can't wait to talk to them about how within their small, short careers, so little time, they made so many big things happen already. So it's definitely something we definitely want to share with the audience and people that's in the industry trying to learn, you know, how can you get on the fast track but not lose yourself while you're doing it? Because some people do that, you know, they get big and they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm betting everybody, and you know, to do all that and it's unneeded. So, one of the things I told everybody, and everybody was so excited about me talking about this topic today, but just to kick this new season off, we finna go in on something that needs to be said, and that's the things that need to be left in 2013 that don't need to make its way back into this year. There's a long list of things I can go through all day long, and I'm going to share some of them with you because in the back of and bottom of my heart, I'm really feeling some type of way about it. And
are you really?
Yes, because some things need to be, every year, you know, there's always that list of things that people need to grow up and let it go. And, you know, if you're not, unless you're in high school, let it go. You know, we get people high school and below, they got an excuse. Higher than that, you ain't got no excuse. You need to get some common sense in that head. But anyways, first thing on the chopping block is the word thought. It needs to be left in 2013. It got introduced like late in the year, like the last quarter, and I was annoyed by it. I thought it was funny at first, like, oh, it's just a corny, it's such a goofy sounding thing. But now it's like people are really trying to ride it.
They say about instead of about.
No, I'm thought for the people, and I'm going to say, you know, excuse my French, but thought stands for that hole over there. So, like, instead of saying that hole over there, you just say thought.
I didn't even catch that last year.
Oh, man. And crazy is somebody in Houston would say, I know somebody from Houston came here and said it. I was like, what? No, don't bring that to here. Don't bring that phrase to here.
They must have trying to pick up another lingo, because I ain't heard that, but.
It's a new phrase that got thrown into last minute in the year, you know, it's like, oh, let's throw, I'm going to say at least November. If earlier, excuse me, but, you know, as far as when I first saw it, it was like in November. And everybody's like, don't be trying to wipe no thoughts out of here. You know, that's just another way of not only just saying that phrase, but saying that, you know, that's another way of saying a ratchet chick or something of that sort. So, that's got to be left in 2013. I don't even know if anybody people still trying to use it. It needed to die before it even made it surface any more than that. Keep it in last year. Don't bring it to 2014. We 6 days in. Let it go. We're gonna tag team this one. We're gonna throw it back and forth. What's something that, you know, that you saw that people did a lot in 2013 that don't need to make it in 2014?
It's kind of tough because I don't know. I've been in my own little world. So I haven't just really noticed anything that I've noticed about myself. Shit, I done pretty much already left it clean. But I guess hating. Look at me, I'm going to pick something simple. Hating. People need to leave that shit in 2013.
That was supposed to make it to any year, really.
But, hey, it is, so they need to leave it where it's at.
2013. Well, you know what I'm going to say about that? I'm going to expound on that. It's not necessarily hating. I'm gonna flip the script on you. I want people to drop what the heck they. I need people to figure out 2014 the difference between hating and somebody just not liking something because they just don't like it.
Yeah,
everybody not gonna like
it's
everything.
It's somebody who can, you know, like do great work and don't be recognized for it. That's the type of hating. Like if somebody come and telling your ass the truth and you can't open your eyes to that, then that's
right.
Something different.
Somebody say, hey, you know, if somebody just don't personally don't like something because that's not their style, you say, hey, do you like this? And you say, no, I don't really like it. And you say, oh, man, you just hating. That's stupid. How is that hating if a person just don't? You ask them for their personal opinion if they like something. How is that hating?
They're hating. It's the difference. It is. And people have to know the difference from somebody telling you the truth and hating. But I'm talking about blatantly just hating. That needs to stop. And the light
right.
skin and dark skin shit, that shit.
Oh,
great
God, you brought that up. Yes, leave. I hate every time that Mason, I know, they elevate that to another year, they elevate it some other type of way, it just annoys me more and more. Grown people running around saying, oh, I'm team light skin, I'm team dark skin. Why do you, what is so great about that? What are you running around saying that crap for? Like, it's cute.
Yeah,
end of the day, it doesn't matter. I don't freaking care. Like I told you before, I dated women that's light-skinned. I dated women that's dark-skinned. I dated ones in between. End of the day, it does not matter. He's still fine is fine. I don't care what freaking complexion is, fine is fine. I mean, I can put three different ladies next to each other. I mean, let me use an example: three different ladies of different complexions. You know, to really prove my point. Okay, there's my girl, Prada Swag. Her, she's dark. She's dark. She's a dark skin chick. It's you. You like in between. And I'm trying to figure out who I wanted. I had my person, and then I lost them. But I was trying to go with light. I was trying to do a light skinned chick that I know, and I wanted to use them as far as like in the industry, and I just really like got lost on who I was gonna pick. Lauren London, I use her. She ain't quite super super light, but that worked for the discussion. End of the day, fine is fine. I don't care. You tell me. You put all three of them in front of me. I don't care. It's still fine. It doesn't matter just because. Well, you know, she's dark skinned. Girl, she's like, you know, F that. Fine is fine. And when we start getting to that point, it's going to be so much different. Because I think everything, not just in the industry, but everything, period, will start to take a change because we'll be offered stuff that don't matter. That's one of the things that don't matter that needs to be left in last year. It needs to be left. Because it's been going on for too long in different type of ways. I mean, think about house slave, field slave, paper bag test. If you weren't lying in this paper bag, you were considered black. It's different type of stuff like that. Like, let it go and leave it in last year. But not bring it this year.
Yep.
All right. Now, before we bring my girl T. Steele, in a bit, I'm going to go ahead and time out to I'll talk about one of our sponsors because this season, man, we got a lot of love on sponsorships, man. Shout out to that. Shout out to people that's like, yo, we want to really rock them. All right, so this for the show for that's presented this year, on this show, we're presenting of Audible. And audible.com, go to audible.com. Make sure you use the link audibletrial.com/SETIJ. Use that. When you use that link, you can sign up for a free trial. Sign up for a free trial. When you get into that free trial, you also get, check this out, a free download of an audiobook. So right then and there. There's no tricks to it. is a very known site. They've been doing a lot of great things for a while. They have over 150,000 titles in virtually any genre you can name. Go there. It's a 30, and those that were asked, they wanted to know as well. It's a 30-day trial. So sign up today. You get a free audio book with that 30-day trial. And, man, definitely check them out, man. They are, you know, like I said, 150,000 titles. And I know that's the way everybody's going now, because a lot of people, they'd rather hear the book, because not everybody learns the same way. You know, some people are visual thinkers, and some people are more auditory thinkers. And the auditory thinkers, they need stuff like Audible.com, so check them out.
Yeah.
All right, so now if we go ahead and go, because I see we got a very special guest in the building. And I'm going to go ahead and give a warm welcome to the beautiful T. Steele. What's up, what's up?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
What's
you got to bear with me. It's cold out here, and I'm kind of sick, so bear with me, okay?
We're going to bear with you. You know, I know that day you were sound like, you sound like you was on the slave trade that day. Well, I'm going to try to make it to the show.
Okay, you have to. Because you called me like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was sounding like a man.
Wait. It wasn't no fault. When you call me,
he don't sleep, so he calls me like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning all the way to 6 in the morning.
When you called me that, it was like 9. So I don't want to hear that. You got it at 9 a.m., and you would still sound like that. So I don't want to hear that.
Okay, well, forgive me, okay. But I need my beauty sleep.
You was
not
put her on blast on radio.
Already? This is my first time on the radio, and he want to put me on blast. Ain't that bad?
You know that. T, you better let them know, T, what they get into when they come to the show. Them know.
Excuse me,
between me and T, is we both, if any one of us is both of us, we always go in and we give everybody a hard time on here. So,
it's not that personal. Tomorrow. My birthday is like in 45 minutes. You can't give me some slack?
No. It's not really good. See, because I'm going to tell you why. Because, see, I can't give you birthday spankings. So, instead of spanking you, I'm going to just go ahead and just talk trash. See, that's the difference.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, we'll cook the trash for now. Okay.
We'll take the trash because you can't. You know, I can't get my belt out and give you a spanking through the phone. You know, we gotta take what we can get.
Yeah, we gotta take what we can get.
Well, first off, let the world know who you are. You know where you from and how you come to name T. Steele. How did that all come about?
Okay. Well. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Hey, and I live in Richmond, VA. And I basically, oh my God, my cousin was doing a photo shoot, and I was basically her assistant. And the photographer was like, "Hey, you got a pretty look. Let's try this out." And I'm like, "You sure?" And he was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, let's go for it." And I'm on fire, so I can't stop. And I'm loving every minute of it. And thank you for all my supporters and for the love.
Now, as far as I mean, people are everywhere, but, you know, there's a lot of people that have a great look, but, you know, as far as taking that further, it really, because some people, they hear that every day, but they don't really take it any further, and they say, okay, what made you decide to just really be serious and keep doing it? Because, you know, you're one of those people right now, you're trying to be more and more serious about it and not just trying to be a Facebook
Right.
Facebook famous, Instagram famous, about to call
I
it.
I wish I was. I don't have that many followers, but.
No, don't worry. T would say Instagram followers and Facebook fans don't write your checks.
Okay.
Okay, listen to my followers. But my followers are listening.
I love y'all, bro. I'm just saying.
I love you guys.
We keep it real. We keep it real on the show. We keep it real. They know how we do it.
Well, basically, my inspiration is my kids. I I don't want, this is my dream. Let's keep it real. Let me keep it 100 with you. I never really considered myself as that pretty, sexy chick. I had a lot of serious bad car accidents that I thank God that I'm here. So for that to say, I want to shine. I want to be happy. I want to show people that I can do it. I'm an average chick. I'm a mom with stretch marks. I'm a mom with three girls. I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to be beautiful. And it's all about being beautiful in yourself. And then you could just blossom and come out and be beautiful. I had a lot of people that doubted me, and that makes me stronger. I had a lot of people that said, oh, please, girl, please. And I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, oh, God, it feels so good. So that really the haters, and I don't want to say that because I don't want haters. I want positive people in my circle. I want to build positive. But the haters make me stronger because they make me be like, I want you to hate me more because that's going to make me go up to the top. And I'm just happy I'm doing it.
I don't think nobody wants haters. It is what it is. Now, let me stop. But seriously, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be loved and liked, but you're going to have some who's just going to hate.
Yeah, we should all support each other. Like I started doing, like, raps. Like, you know how to rap your stomach. I'm like, hey, guys, let's rap that fat. You know, who wants to be fat and sloppy? And no one wants to do it. And I'm like, hello, don't you want to look sexy? No, I want a stomach. I want my ass to be flat and my stomach to be big. And I never saw that since I was a
kid.
I'm like, I'm trying to help you. I want to help you look cute. I want to help build your confidence because I had a low self-esteem. My confidence was down, and I feel good. So it's like I want to give that to the next person. And when a chick told me, girl, I'm good. My husband loved all this fat and rolls. I was like, okay, there you go. I support everyone. Knock yourself out. But I don't want to help you if you don't want to help yourself. So by me helping myself, I want the next person to help me. And let's work together. Like, what else, you know?
Yeah.
Right, I mean, it's one thing to love yourself, but I can't rock when people say, no, I see it all the time. Well, you know, my husband, he like it. Well, I mean, what? I mean, seriously. But if you, so the thing is, the difference between you and trying to live a different lifestyle and whatnot is because your husband said he wants you to be big. And I had nothing wrong with the bigger girl, the thick girl and stuff. But I'm
That's
saying
what
this.
I was gonna say. I really
what
yeah.
is
this
the reason? What's the reason you're doing it for? That's what I'm saying, T.
But, I mean, and then I agree with y'all, but then at the same time, me, I feel like you can be pretty and be fat. To be honest, you can be pretty and be, you know, my main concern with anybody is to just be healthy.
Healthy.
You don't have to be a size 4. You know, it's just like, let's be healthy because you have some females who's just naturally big. Like Monique.
Big.
So you can't expect Monique to be a size 4, but you can't expect Monique to live a healthy lifestyle.
To live a healthy life, yeah.
Yeah.
So look at Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson was huge, and she's losing weight, and she said she don't want, remember she did that speech about, oh, my God, people talking about my weight, let's let me be. But now you look at how she's looking like a toothpick, and I don't want to knock her because she's beautiful. I love her to death. But you want to stay, you want to feel what's good within you. I don't want people
exactly.
to say, Teresa, you need to lose weight. Because I had people that said, Teresa, oh, my God, you're too skinny. You're losing your ass. And I'm like, my ass was all fat. Yeah, I can have a fat ass, but that's a sloppy fat ass. I want a nice, pretty, all fat ass. Okay?
Right. I mean, I'm just getting nervous with that. I'm like, that'd be the one thing I hate about when some girls, you know, they start working out, but like, no. Don't lose the thing that you know.
You cannot lose
like,
your ass. You cannot lose nothing.
You can't
the only
lose
thing
the
you
ass.
Can do is to find things. So your ass might be your ass. I don't know.
Right.
Your ass is gonna always be the same size. The only thing you're doing is working out shapes it more. So
there you go.
No, you can't lose nothing.
You can't lose it, but.
But, I'm like, just as long as everybody is happy and comfortable with you, then do you. That's my whole thing.
Be, because, I mean, I ain't the skinniest nigga in the world, but at the end of the day, you know, people know me, I'm pretty good about eating right. That's one thing you can say. Most probably eat right. I don't be sitting there and I don't be acting crazy. I try, you know, I'm a lot better about my eating habits. Shoot, I just got that $5 foot low today.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, this is how I do, man. You know, I try to, man, shoot, they got the, I found out, you know, they did last year in February. I found out it was January. I was all in there. So let me get me a turkey breast foot long with the cucumbers. Toasted, American cheese. You know, I was, man, see, I can't tell me nothing.
Look at you.
He is a mess.
You know what I'm thinking about trying vegan stuff out a lot this year.
I said I was going to try that, but I don't know. I ain't ready for that stuff. I want to try a crazy challenge of myself.
That's what it's about.
Well, first of all, I don't want to eat nothing that I don't know and I can't spell. If I can't spell it and I don't know the definition of what the hell I'm eating, I don't want to eat that shit.
That shit be good for you.
And then you be on the toilet like, what's this green and red shit coming out? I ain't got time for all that shit. Give me some natural, that's fine, some potatoes.
You should have some damn calf brain and shit.
Yeah, you be eating just like... Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah,
and you
got
ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, for real.
She could say it better, but I just let her say it.
Thank you.
now, as far as modeling. But this within the short, because you know you've done a lot within the short amount of time, you know, and taking direction, because it's about taking direction, too. You know, of course, you're in the new issue of Human Canvas magazine, Shameless Plug.
That's right.
Yeah,
congratulations.
So, you know, Team Marie is in the first one. Team Marie, man, so sweet. I don't know what's making who look sexy. The bed, I heard. I think that dude was, making the bed look sexy. But anyways, it's good to have, you know, have the two Human Canvas people in the building. But
yes.
You know, we're thinking, you know, a lot of people, you'd be surprised, there's people that's been out for a long time. It still haven't been published.
Wow.
You'd be surprised. It's been, T would tell you, because she knows some people, and she's been doing it for a hot minute, too. And what the other thing, you know people.
Wow. So what makes me so special? Can I ask you that question?
Good motivation and determination. Some people say they want stuff. There's some people who just say they want it, and there's some people who going to get out here and get it.
Okay.
Hey, right, and listen and be humble and take direction. Be able to take direction and be able to take criticism. Uh-huh. It's all right to take criticism.
Me, I'm the type of person, shoot. I know ain't nobody gonna get you nothing. So me, I'm just out here taking. No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
I mean, I use T Marie as an example. Like with her, like. Her as a radio host, it wasn't that she was ever a sucky radio host, but she's become molded more and more because she listens to, because not to say I'm just the greatest person in the world, but, you know, she listens to somebody that's been doing it for a while. You know, it took some partners, and now she, you know, it's almost scary. It's like looking at a female version of myself. It's scary. It scares the crap out of me. So
I hope she's prettier.
Don't do me.
You want me
to be nice for your birthday?
I had to do it. You got me, so I had to get you. Hello.
Okay. All right, listen. All right. You got some more coming before the end of this show. I hope you know that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, T is, man. All right. I ain't going to say my game and say it. T is a bad chick, okay?
I know. I saw her.
Oh,
she is beautiful. I saw her. She is beautiful. I can't say that.
I saw her in person. I see some of these models in person. They don't look quite how they look in.
I know, that tripped me.
They might keep my composure very well. I was like, how you doing? Yeah. You know, even on my head, I'm sitting looking like, oh my God, this woman is that fine in person. This is scary.
Wow.
Because she looked like, you know, it's like, you know, because a lot of people don't look like how they look at Meg. You take about the picture, they don't look the same. This don't
yeah.
look the same.
I have seen it, though. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't even lie about that because I had a guy, when I went to the store, he's like, did you just say you're a model? And I say, yeah. Now, remind you, I'm going to keep it real, y'all. I live in the hood. Yes, I do. And I love it sometimes.
You're the only one.
Yes. And I'm like, yeah, he's like, you? And I had on sweats and sneakers and leggings and hood and my glasses. I got glasses now so I can see people bullshit. Yeah. And he's like, no. And I said, yes. And I showed him a picture and he looked at me and looked at the picture. He was like, God damn, you look beautiful, but I would never knew that you can be, like, transformed like that. And I said, yeah. And I said, it only takes the sexiness in you. And then he looked at my eyes. He said, it's your eyes. It's your eyes that make you look like you want to rip me apart. And I'm looking at this old dusty man. I'm like, I don't want to rip you apart.
I want to help put your ass together and shift you on your way.
Shut up.
I'm like, thank you, Walker, but no thanks. You know, so, I mean, a lot of people say you look like Teresa. You look like your pictures, you know. You look like yourself. Just don't get no skinnier, Teresa. Do everything you can. Just don't lose no
more
weight.
That's what people say. And to me, this pisses me off because I'm 150 pounds. So people be like, when they see me, like, out of clothes, you can see, okay, yeah, she's thick. But with clothes on, people ask, like, one girl was in the store shopping where my little sister work at. And when I leave, my little sister gonna tell me once I came to the house, she say, they say, why your sister so skinny? And I'm like, I'm 150 pounds. I'm not skinny at all.
Skinny?
You're not skinny in person. You're not skinny in magazine. I mean, some people just got different. I don't know. I don't understand.
You got these curves, yeah.
You let me tell it. I think I am not skinny. And let me tell it, I'm a little thick. But
thick, yeah.
It's like skinny. But I guess it's the way you proportion. I don't know. But I don't want to gain weight and I don't want to lose weight.
No, just keep it just like that. Yes, ma'am.
Say yes, ma'am.
Yes. So, go ahead,
T.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this, T-Styles. What do you like most about your profession?
I like the aftermath of the response that I get from people. Like, I can't believe that's you. You're so beautiful. You're so pretty. Oh, my God. No, and I never got that. You know, for me, never getting that, it feels good. And I'm kind of embracing it and I'm loving every minute of it, and I don't want it to get to my head, but it's getting to my heart for me to say someone really appreciates and understands and see my struggle, my beauty. So that's really, that makes me go more.
Yeah, I feel it. So what do you like least about modeling?
Competition, baby. Competition. I'm going to be honest. It's a lot of bad, excuse my French, it's a lot of bad bitches out there.
Yes,
competition. And I live in a state that's not a lot of pretty people. Sorry, Richmond. Sorry if you hear me. But
they be hiding, though. I don't know, T. They be hiding.
I don't know where they be at.
They be hiding, and then when they come out, they be fine. I go to Best Buy to show you some VA tics. You like,
please show me because I want to see them.
Yes,
I want to really.
You gonna say, yeah, I'm gonna have to rock with you on that one, Sandy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna have to bid on that one, baby. Because I mean, I've been to the club. I mean, I've been, I've been to the malls. I mean, I see some, and a lot of them, and I'm going to keep it real, I'm not from Virginia. They're from New York, Orlando, Cali. And it's not a lot from Cali. It's a lot from New York. So I'm like, okay, I got you. But competition is the most, because I want to be sexy, but I don't want to be too sexy, and I don't want to be porn.
And see, that's the thing, because you have a lot of people who are going, like, over the top with it. And it's like, well, goddamn, when I say over the top, like, it's to me, and this is just my honest opinion, knock me if you want to, I don't, look at me, I don't care. But I mean, people say, oh, I'm a model, but it's different type of modeling. So if you're doing porn, that's a different type of modeling. Stick to, you know, let's just be porn. Don't say, oh, I'm a model. Now you got every model sitting here
every
trying
model.
To be on the fine line of porn and modeling to compete. It's like,
and that's, yeah, and that's the competition that I'm looking at because I have the sex appeal.
I'm with you, girl.
And then I look at it with the sex appeal, the classy appeal, and I'm like, okay, which way do I go? And I talk to my photographers, and I'm like, okay, which way do I go? So they're like, okay, go with the flow. Do what you want to do. But it's like I don't want to be too much out there, and then the people say you're giving too much because I have some pictures that said I got some pictures, and he's like, no, baby.
Girl,
not right now.
Girl, but it's a trial and error. It's like you're learning at the stage. You're learning, you know what you're comfortable with. And you make mistakes. Girl, I got a whole magazine out there that I just wish I could pull back. But, hey,
No, I mean, but you know what? TV downplays it so much, but it's not nothing. It's not bad. To me, it's not bad.
I know,
she downplays it.
I mean, it's just something that I mean, I'm not knocking it.
I'm a grown man that's on a whole other brain. That's on another brain pattern than a lot of people. So, and I'm not running around here like, okay, give her if I know what she does. Like, in the day, T, someone best put it. It's not that. It's the type of person you are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of high fashion chicks that be out here doing the most. Don't let it fool you.
Right.
Just because they walk the runway, by day and they walk in the streets by night. So don't let it fool you.
You're right.
A lot of people get
it
confused.
My best friend Dawn, she's like, and I want her to be my assistant, so I hope she hear me, and I love her to death. And she's like, you have that, you have that in you, but you just don't want to show so much and you don't want to give them your all. But, girl, when you come out and you do right, they're going to look at you like, that's not the same girl that just was on the magazine because I have so much in me to show so much.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, just wait. Don't rush it, baby, just wait. Because I'm
exactly.
Very creative. You know, I'm very creative. And Fetty, no, I did that guitar, and I did some things, baby, just for you. I used that guitar, and I did some things, baby.
I told her, too, when she did that, I said, because I got kids stressed enough. You know, like, for instance, like, when 14 the project you're talking about with her.
I love it, yeah. I wasn't ready for that. I'm like, with Tina Reed,
she did other stuff first. You know, you got to ease them into it because you got to make them earn it. It's like, you got to earn it. You know, now you've been rocking me for a while. There's some models that they mean. There's some models all they do is nude stuff. And the thing is, when you kind of stretch the box and you get in that, they don't, you know, you can't work it. It's not, I can't say you can't, but it's a lot harder to work them into you being in the clothes because you ain't worked towards the direction of them earning. You got to, like, make them earn the nakedness.
They got to earn they have to earn my sex appeal. They got to earn to get to see all of this because I can show it, but I got to let them work for it, basically.
Okay.
Okay, so that's
what it's kind of like a man. You don't give them everything right away. You take your time and you be like, oh yeah, here a little bit, baby, and then once he's stuck in there, been supporting you, just like how people in the industry support you, then you go bam, you whip
then
it out on.
So I got to get him a little tease, and then they can hit him with the boom. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I see. You got to think about, a lot of people that just in Playboy. They like some celebrities in Playboy. They just come right to the box. They took their time. It's
yeah,
like, okay.
They take their time.
Bam, I'm not going to do it. Here we go.
I don't want to be too sexy, so on that note, I don't want to show too much, but competition is the key.
Couple, you're right. It's the competition, but the only thing, like, only thing I have to tell myself when all this damn competition is I don't want to lose myself. I don't want to venture over to something else, and then I'm sitting there like, damn, I'm kind of fucked up. So,
yeah.
I just sit back, and I right now it's just doing me, shoot, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, as long as I'm happy with my photo shoots, whatever it is, it's like as long as I'm happy with what I'm doing, I don't care what nobody else thinks. Because at the end of the time, end of the day, you can sit here and be taking care of the entire world. You're gonna still have somebody negative, like, well, why is she taking care of the whole world? She thinks she got, you know?
So yeah.
Like, you spend all day on time, so you're gonna have some people love it. And some people hate it, so, yeah.
Now,
so
this
how long
been
have you been modeling,
T-Style? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
How long have you been modeling, T-Style?
I'm going to say 3 months. So I'm new at this. I'm going to say 3 months. I really
you
started
real
getting
good
into
just to be starting out.
Oh, thank you. 3 months. Yeah, this is new to me, baby. This is my personality. This is new to me. This is something that I've been holding in for a long time, and I think it's time for me to shine. It's time for me to show the world what I've been really wanting to do and never had the balls and the courage to do it and the confidence. So
we never had balls to do it anyway.
No,
well,
you think so? Because
we
got women
balls.
My mother was taught me to have balls. Yes, I'm from Brooklyn, and I got to have balls, baby, in Brooklyn.
No.
I don't literally
well,
have
know
balls,
what,
but you know what I
you don't want balls.
Seriously, you've done a lot. That's a good accomplishment for you to be only in the game 3 months and already published. So that's a good look. You make sure you keep on pushing, girl. I am.
As long as I have positive people like you guys to keep doing what you're doing to bring models out like me. And I'm here. I'm ready. I want to encourage other models to do better and come out and do more and do for themselves. Like, do whichever. Like, I'm cool with it. As long as I'm happy and I'm smiling, because I was very unhappy for a minute. So as long as I'm happy and I'm smiling, I'm good. I'm enjoying it. I love everything.
Oh, we got Trevor in comment, too. But shout out to Ronaldo Creative. Yeah, photography, he says he likes the bed image that you did.
Oh, thank you. Okay,
yeah.
That was a lot. Which one is he? Which one is he talking about? Oh my God!
This one, a brand new photo shoot.
Yes, that's a shout out to Max, and Max is an awesome photographer, very professional. And we was at a beautiful mansion. Oh my God! It was an empty real estate property, and I had a ball. So thank you, Renato. Thank you. Yeah. That was nice.
So, yes.
If you go back in time, and Sid, you let me know if you tried one, you know, I'm just asking.
I'll be over here being nosy in the chat, in the social network, seeing, spying, you know, people be saying stuff. They be like, oh, hey, Neil. Hey, okay. Now another thing I want to talk about with you is, as far as you know, what's things, because we were talking about the topic we were talking about earlier, and we're gonna talk about it again at the top of next hour too. Which is, what's things that would have happened in 2013 that you want to be left in 2013, and you don't want to come in 2014, and that doesn't mean you specifically, but just things you may have noticed or things of yourself, whatever.
I'm going to say negative people. I'm going to say I hate a liar. I'm going to say I don't want to start my new year. People say, oh, my new year this, that's the new year. No. I just don't want to be around the negative and the people that's not going to be there to support me on my journey. And there's really, like, just the negative people. They're just the disgusting idiots. You know, I really want to say something so harsh and ghetto, but I'm trying to be so bougie right now. if you really want me to say what I want, do you really want me to say this?
Well, go ahead. We keep it real.
I hate little dick liars. I hate I hate a man that's so. I've been through a lot in with relationships. That's why I'm so single. So I don't. I want a new beginning. So I hate a 4-3-inch little dick cocky motherfucking bastard. I hate men like that. So that's what I don't want to bring in for the new year. A little dick cocky motherfucker. Okay. This you really want to know. Okay. So, you actually have told you. I'm sorry, but I had to say.
Lord, you did tell us.
So freaking,
girl, I didn't even think about that, but I'm with you, too, on that one.
Okay. You can't. Okay, so that's what I don't want to I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Girl, better get him some pumps. Better get him some pumps and learn how to work the that thing.
Look, he's like, he's quiet.
He's a career. I'm, isn't they, you know, I ain't trying to be one of them dudes that run around talking about his piece all day, but I have nothing to worry about.
I was just joking, but yeah, that just negative idiots. I don't want to even rob myself around people like that. Positive people.
Okay, next thing I'm going to throw at you, like an audible, shameless plug on the slide there. As far as, today was your last day. Today was your last day. And how would you spend it? What things would you do in your last day? And it doesn't have to just be, I'm spending time with my family and, no, that's really tough. What would be what crazy stuff would you do in your last day?
And it's just 24 hours I have to do this?
You got to be crazy stuff. You know, anybody can say all the nice stuff. It had to be crazy stuff. What would you do?
Okay, so I'm going to bungee jump, butt naked. I want to bungee jump, butt naked. I want to have sex with R. Kelly. Like, I don't know why, but I love R. Kelly. Okay, I'm a big football fan, so I really want to go to, like, a football stadium and just, like, meet the football fans, like, football players, but I'm really into football. I don't really have nothing crazy. I don't have nothing really crazy.
You want R. Kelly.
I just want R. Kelly.
I think bungee jumping butt naked alone was enough for me.
A bungee cord butt naked. I do want to jump out of a plane because I'm afraid of heights. Like, I don't do roller coasters. I'm scared. Like, if I come visit you, I'll be driving because I don't want to get on a plane. So maybe flying, doing the jumping out of a plane thing because I'm so scared of heights. But everything else, like, I've been through hell and back. So really, I don't know. That's it.
That bungee jumping was cool. Yeah.
I know. I was like, wow.
Girl,
I was like, bungee jumping, that you said the other half of that. Yeah, don't give T Marie no idea. She will take you up right now.
We can go together.
I had bungee jumping on my bucket list. But hell, why not do it nude? I mean, why not?
Yeah,
why not? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
That's a good idea. I like that.
If you
had
one
in this century. Oh, go ahead.
I mean, that's one to make an observation, too. I remember, because when I saw you say she's a VA, and then I heard you talk, when I first heard you talking, had a conversation on the phone, I was like, no. This woman, she lives in VA. But they ain't no VA person. I know my up top people when I hear them talk and how they act. I knew it because at the end of the day, I might be, a lot of people might see me as a Texas boy, but I'm still, them Jersey roots still run through me.
They do, they do. I've been in Virginia for almost 10 years.
I just had to hear Jersey.
You can hear Jersey?
Yeah, Jersey boy.
Yeah.
Jersey, son. Trin,
Jersey. Like when they say, you know, I mean, like, can I get some coffee? They be like, coffee? I'm like, can I get some coffee?
You say hoagie down here to somebody, they're going to look at you like you're crazy.
And I
mean,
like, can I get a Frank? They be like, a Frank? It's a hot dog down here, bitch. I be like, no, Frank. Like, okay, bring your bougie ass back to Brooklyn, bitch. We country niggas, we don't hear that shit.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, so, T, you got, I'm not going to get ready to get our last 3 minutes runner, you know, how much more, or what else you got to ask her? I know you got some more up your sleeve because, you know, I always got some crazy
stuff. Well, I'm going to be a little messy. I got two questions. Who do you respect the most, like, in the industry, and who do you respect the league industry?
Oh, that's...
How messy is it?
Second part, messy!
Is it nasty? Because I didn't hear what you said.
Who do you respect the most in this in the industry, and who do you respect the least in the industry?
Towards Marlon or just the industry, period? Just towards Marlon. I'm going to say, you're so silly. Why did you put the timer on? Okay, so I'm going to say Tyra Banks because she's bringing out models and I look up to her. She's very positive. And the least, because I'm really big on disrespecting women, is Lil Wayne. I can't stand him. He's a rapper. I don't like him.
Thank you,
because
I thought it was just me who wasn't feeling Lil Wayne.
Like, especially, you know what, I'm rocking with you because that last song made me really not care. That took away my last bit of care from him and Chris Brown.
Yeah.
These girls ain't loyal. These girls, get her that song. These girls ain't loyal.
Yeah, I just think a lot of his songs was very disrespectful.
I don't care if somebody woke up for you or whatever.
Unless it's something that come on the radio, I'm not a Lil Wayne fan because I hate the way he has these young people wearing these skinny-ass, tight-ass jeans, hugging their nuts, and then got their pants falling off of their ass. Do you want a sag or do you want to wear tight-ass pants? I mean, I don't know. I don't have no respect for Lil Wayne.
I mean,
I don't
like him because there's some of his lyrics, some of, you know, what he talks about. I'm not really into that big rap. I'm not really a big rapper, so I don't listen to too much of that. But I don't like it. It's just out of my
league. I don't like that big guy notoriety. And you sit there, and you got all these, and you got most of your fans are women. And you make the song. I just can't let that song go. When I first heard it on the radio, I thought this was a freaking joke.
That
loyal song, it pissed me off. I'm like, how could you have the cojones to say that? Like, really? Like, you on your last bend knee, you know, trying to get love. Especially Chris Burns, he keep doing some crazy stuff.
But
you love him, but in the day, he don't think you loyal, though. These girls ain't loyal. See, that's what I don't understand, the hypocrite stuff.
I like Chris Brown as a person, and the reason why I think I like Chris Brown as a person, because not, and I mean, it might sound crazy, but hey, this is my opinion, this is what I'm entitled to. Chris Brown doesn't have as many people trying to be like him as Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne have a lot of people, a lot of young people trying to be like him. And by him being an older role model, he should display better behavior. Like, tattoos, I'm not really tripping on. But the way you talk, you talk negative about women, the way you just idolize, you know, your bad behavior. And, I mean, it's just crazy. Don't get me wrong, the dude cold when it comes to wordplay, but at the same time, it's
Broke his mama's window or something like that. Made a song about girls not being loyal when they, you know, you got Karrueche and Rihanna. Because everybody making sound like, you know, it's annoying. It's like, that's nothing to be left in 2013. Side chicks. Stop trying to be a side chick. That's not an accomplishment.
That show late. And me, my, I think I'm just too cute to be anybody's side thing. Now,
mm-hmm.
I should be the main,
girl,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the side chick. But being the side chick, no, no, no. You never have me the side chick. You got this boogaboo you taking out on dates. Hell no.
Nobody wants a side chick.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Forget the side chick. You forget the side chick. You want, only side you want is her. Which side are you going to be?
What side you going to be on? This
side
or that side? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay,
oh my
so.
God, wait, guys, my birthday is like in 5 more minutes.
I know,
oh.
But. I know,
I
but.
Know.
Yeah, we actually, got some callers that wanted to. We got some callers that
oh,
want to
yeah, say hi. Let's say hi.
Okay, let's start. First caller, what did you want to say? Huh? They wanted me to let them say something first. All right, go ahead, caller.
Greetings. This is Darth Vader, Lord of the Sith and Commander of the Galactic Empire. It was during my meditation that I sensed a great disturbance in the Force. It was then I realized it was your birthday. Most impressive. Your age has increased your control of your emotions. This will give you a clearer path to the dark side. But before that, let me deliver you this specialized message. Compliments of the Galactic Empire.
All right. Oh, yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. Okay, come on. On the Muppets, he was playing that. He was playing that from, not from a trumpet. He was playing that from his nose.
Oh wow! Okay,
yeah.
I'm impressed. Thank you. That was awkward yeah. and cute at the same time.
Hey, Gonzo does what he got to do, man. You know,
that
he working. You know, he got to deal with Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy all the time. So you know, he do what he got to do.
I'm gonna hurt him. I'm gonna hurt you. He is a mess.
Oh man! Now, you know, and now as far as you know, before we had it go a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Before we had it go. Let everybody know how they can stalk you, as we call it on here. Or, now, for those of y'all that's new to the stalk, what stalk you phrase is, how people follow you.
Well, one, I don't want stalkers because I have a bodyguard. Yes. Okay. Facebook. T.Still, Twitter at T.Still, Photo Life. Instagram is really long, but Instagram is beautiful inside, _ butterfly. Yeah, my Gmail is Tony, T-O-N-Y, B-K, N-Y, 3542 at Gmail. I will give you my number, but only if you're my agent giving me some deals or manager.
Okay.
I'm not going to give my number online, but that's how you can reach me. I'm going to do some posters. I'm thinking about taking some of my pictures and making posters. I'm going to work on a calendar. I have a fashion show January 26th in Hopewell, the 26th Beauty and Barbara Fashion Show. I'm going to model for Christian Michael. He has his own eyeglass line. What else? And I think that's it. I was supposed to have a birthday party in New York with some strippers, but I postponed it for the fashion show. I think the fashion show was more important than going to see half-naked bitches.
You think, huh?
Yeah, I think. I was going to have a camacudia. You know, D said he was going to come and represent. I had some people from Black Ink that was going to come. Hey, guys. Thank you. And I'm just trying to just make it big and trying to make some money. Get the hell out the hood, baby. How about that?
I'm with you. Tell your Twitter for me because I'm trying to find you and I can't find you. So I'm pretty sure if I can't find you, it's other people lost too.
Oh, okay. So it's T Still Photo Life. So it's at T Still Photo Life. And I'm really not on Twitter too.
Drop the E off of life.
Yeah. I'm not
I just tweeted her name on my Twitter.
Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah. I'm not on Twitter that much, so forgive me. I'm going to start working on that. I'm really not on Twitter too much, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I love Instagram, and I really want to give a shout out to all my Instagram followers that's listening. Hey, babies, I love you. I want to give a shout out to my best friend, Dawn. I love you. You're going to be my student assistant, my beautiful daughters. My mom, my brother, and everybody else that supported me, and I just want to make it big and shine like a diamond, and that's it.
All right. Well, we got to give you a hand first off for getting the show in your first DJ room.
Woo! Raise the roof.
Woo! Raise the roof. And happy birthday! If it's officially your birthday now, so happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
You know, I'm gonna get real corny for a second, but let me.
It's okay.
Make sure you do something that you're gonna regret in the morning, please. Thank you.
Nothing. Nothing. I'm not gonna. I'm at home. I'm in my UVA sweater and with my hood on my head, watching Modern Family, and I'm going to work in the morning. So. I love my wife, and God bless.
And then somebody's going to put in the work in the evening. Okay, there you go.
Shake the table. Goodbye. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, babe.
All right, y'all. What we're going to do now, we're going to go into a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to chop up some more right here on Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Sunny J, your girl.
Marie.
Yeah, we'll be back. We're going to go ahead and go to one of your favorite songs. This is by my girl, Kawana. Kawana. So you ready?
You can't say it,
Ron Jackson, coming up. All right. Don't do it. You know what, T, if I say for real, I'm going to have you order Milton. So don't mess with me, okay?
No, boo, you need to. I'm going to put you to the test one day. Might not be today, but one day.
It's not going to be today. You're right. It's not. I got to ease you into that. All right, here we go.
Stopped in the boutique and just bought an outfit.
All right, man.
That's a nice little beat.
Yes, man. I remember she was on the show. That was a crazy show. Crazy.
Yeah.
That was cray cray.
That's cray.
All right, so I'm going to, of course, for the first hour, was sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com. Go to there, sign up. Free trial. Also get a free download of audiobooks. Audibletrial.com/CityJ. Sign up. Bam. You're good to go. All right, then. Second hour is brought to you by Notoriously Naughty. Notoriously Naughty. Check them out at facebook.com/NN, that's NN team. So there you can keep up everything they got going on. Dabble's got a lot of great events. Oh, they got something to go. A new segment was starting this Wednesday, actually. It's going to be crazy. Be cray cray. And that's the Naughty Moments of the Week. Naughty Moments of the Week. Yeah, it's going to be every Wednesday because it is. What day is it on Wednesdays? What day is it on Wednesdays? Miss T?
Hump day.
Yeah. So every hump day, man, you come, you know, we'll start, there'll be one of the new segments coming up on that day. And you can tweet. You don't even have to, you don't even have to call in the show and share your moment of the week. You can simply, all you got to do is you can post it. You know, we'll post the thing. You got to say, what's your naughty moments of the week? And you can either, you can inbox me and you can say you want to be anonymous or not. You can put on Instagram, let me know what they are. You know, hit me or Team Rio. We'll both post it. Hey, let us know. Hey, my naughty moment of the week is, you know. Or you can hit us on Twitter. So there's different ways, man. Just hit us up and do it. And make sure y'all definitely go like the page. And Taurus United, they're making some moves. You know, like, oh, they got 10,653 members likes on a like page, so they're doing something right. And they got the Event Love show to back it, so rock with them.
I'm just saying.
All right, so I'm coming up in a bit. I was going to be on the show in a bit. My girl, I'll soon say. She's going to be on the show, I'll soon say. I've been practicing that name all day, Lord. But don't get it wrong, Lord. Like, hey, if you mess up my name, you ready to, you know, especially when it's a common. My name is common, so I hate people get my name wrong, too. I'm sitting like, seriously, there's a celebrity who had the same exact name, spoke the same exact way, and your mind doesn't think to say, well, his name is pronounced that way. So more than likely, your name is pronounced that way. So how do you get it wrong? Like, make sure my regular name. I'm saying, like, how do you not get, how do you say Cedric or Kedrick and not Cedric, like Cedric Entertainer? Or, you know, when I say, you know, my name is Ceddie J, I guess some people call me Keddy. Like, what the heck is Keddy? Where did you get Keddy? Or Seedy? It would be Seedy if it was one less D and another E in there. That's Seedy. Now, I don't got what the heck is y'all getting Ceddie J from. Oh, Lord, man. So we're going to pray for these babies out here, Lord. Pray for them. All right. So, another thing I wanted to share too, just kind of going, because we've been doing so much. What did you do for the new year? You know, that's what I want to know, T. What did you do? I know you got turned up, because you know you turned up queen.
Look at me up over here yawning and stuff. No, I did not do anything. Actually, my new year, I bought in, woke up that morning, and I went to church. That was really pretty much it. Yeah, I bought in my new year.
Well, I didn't. Most people, you know, go to church the night before and wake up and be there for midnight. But we just had, like, church at, like, 10-something that morning. So I just really went to church and just relaxed and spent time with family. On a lot of holidays, I really try to spend time with my family. I don't really like to do too much, but if you catch me, like, the day before or day after, your girl might be at the club turned up. So on the 27th, I had an event, so I was out hosting an event at the club, throwing up all damn night. Yeah, don't judge
me. You was throwing up? Oh, man. I want to put everybody on blast, but I'm going to be quiet and put someone on blast. I can't do it.
But I was a lady. Anybody who see my pictures from the event that I hosted, I was a lady. But when I made it home,
I was a lady.
And I laid down on my back, and all that stuff came back up. Oh, my God, yeah. I need to turn down sometime, y'all, but whatever.
Nah, you got to say that church up when we do something big. Say that. You don't turn down then. Let's maybe keep that turn up again.
Shit, because I be going hard, man.
I don't like bumbling laws. I just don't like bumbling laws when they around my stuff. So, yeah. So don't lose that turned up. Stay turned up.
I'll be turned up. My ass is getting picked up in the club.
Picked up? Oh, only thing is getting picked up in the club.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to pick me up, and I was like, okay.
Now, when you say pick you up, what you mean? Hold on. Because I don't know if I'm talking about my new year, but this was fun too, but I didn't hear this. What you mean, picked you up?
Because a lot of, I have known, Sadie, it's like when I go out, like, people didn't even speak to me at the club, but they came Facebooking me like, oh, my God, that was you. And I'm like, why the fuck you didn't talk to me, you know? But I guess, you know, a lot of people see me, and I don't know, anyway. But
No, when you say picked up, why like, not you mean, like, somebody literally pick you up in the air or try to holler at you? That's what I'm trying to make sure I know what you're doing.
No, pick me up in the air. Go look on my Instagram, so you'll see, but pick me up.
I'm over here on it right
like,
now.
I
want to
pick you up. And I was like, go ahead, pick me up. And he picked me up and put my ass in the air, and I was like, oh, okay. But I had fun. I'm ready to. I got a lot of more events that I'm hosting. So
yeah, you are ready. Yeah. See, we can have a good time. I'm gonna have a good time. You like that? I don't like whack people hanging out with me. You gotta
yeah,
be.
And see, but
I'm
me,
gonna
I'm
do
just
you.
Cute
you
and
might
I'm quiet,
like it tomorrow. Just do it tonight. You know, turn it up, man. That's how I do it.
Yeah, like I'm fine, but if you fuck with me, I'll fuck with you. But I'm just not the type of person who's gonna walk in and go up to somebody who I don't really know and just be like, hey, what's up? I'm this, I'm that. No, but if you come up to me and you like, hey, what's
I see
up?
Somebody,
I'm
you,
like,
you
hey,
picked,
what's
he picked up on his back. God dang it! See, I see it. I see the picture that he's talking about. I think he's talking about
my picture.
I'm picking. It don't sound like it. It might, the way she's painting it, it sounds like it might be bad, but no, it's innocent. It's not nothing crazy.
I didn't say it was bad.
He was looking at my picture. You better say it was bad. So I had to repaint the picture that it wasn't. It looked like good, clean fun.
Yeah, it is. You know me. I'm always trying to be classy, but I'm going to do me. I'm going to live my life, so.
I try to be a gentleman, but at the same time, you know, I get a little freaky in the club, but I do another where I don't be where you'll say, oh, he's a little trifling behind, you know, and me get to go.
It's all about having fun. That's me. Anytime I do any type of event, that's my goal. I'm going to go out, and I feel like the more I wild out, the better. That's just how I am. So I'm just all up for fun, so.
Right, not I'm sure. I lost a magazine from the club on New Year's. That was crunk. I even have on my YouTube a video of me in the club, and this guy comes over here. This is a hookah lounge too. So he comes over to me. He goes, "Mommy, let me get in the camera. Let me get in the camera." So I'm talking to him. Man, how you feel? What you gonna change in 2014, you know, talking to him about that, and shoot, lost the magazine right there and there. He was going crazy. Oh, man. Magazine shot me all my money right back at the balloon drop because they had a bunch of money in balloons, and I was catching them up like freaking footballs. So, shout out to me for not having to spend my own money. Shut up, shut up. Oh, but I'm going to go ahead because I see that she's in the building now. I'll go ahead and welcome. And I said, I've been practicing all day, Lord. Pray for me. We're going to get it right. All right. Well, welcome to the show. My girl, I assume, say, in the building.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Did I nail it? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, you said it right. I'll soon say.
Woo, wee, Lord. Look at me. You know what? And I said it was that way when I first looked at it. I was like, no, I'm right. But, you know, but as soon as you, it's already, as soon as you think you're right, you are lying that you got it right. Somebody goes, say, nah, ain't how you say it. So I was good. That's what I thought it was the whole time. Yes.
Well, the thing is, I actually have two first names. So Alcunze came after my other first name, which is Ariel. And Ariel is actually, you know, my mom gave me that name, and it means lion goddess in Hebrew. So, yeah. So I actually put Alcunze as my second name this year, and it means independent in the Algonquin tribe.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought it was an African river at first. It was like, she has like some kind of, you know, I was looking at you too, and I was putting them both together. Shout out to my brother in the chat room acting crazy. He just called us. He said, what's up, Kenny J and Tina Marie? He's trying to be funny. He coming for us. Yeah, oh, my God. Too much, Chase. Oh, Lord. But first off, I just want to give him thank you. Hold on. I'm going to give you one of these one more time.
Okay.
We just want to thank you for welcoming you to the question. Right. But we'll let everybody know how you got started and, heck, you know, what made you decide to keep doing it. Because, you know, a lot of people, they think it just smiling just looks good. No pun intended. But some people don't know how to stay in it and be serious about it.
Right. Well, it all started November 2012. But before that, for some reason, a couple months before that, people kept telling me, oh, you should be a model. You look like you have great potential. You should be a model. I'm like, please don't say that because you think I'm pretty, you know, because that, you know, because when you're modeling, it's not really all about looks, because some designers and high fashion industries, they just want you to, you know, have that certain look for that certain theme that they want to put in their magazine. It's not all about looking pretty, you know what I mean? But I started doing it. And right now, so far, I am a freelance model, and I have been working with photographers online, specifically a website called Model Mayhem, and it's basically all across the world. So you can, you know, meet up with them, you know, have drinks, talk to them, ask what they're looking for, what are you looking for, and if you guys, you know, have the same thing that you guys want to do, then you guys go ahead and shoot. And let's see, about last year in March, I had a fashion show. That was my first fashion show. It was Caribbean Fashion Show in Oakland, California. And it was my first runway show. It was fine up until they had a platform that was very slippery. I don't know why they brought it up there, but it was hard for some models to walk on there. It was hard for me too, but I got through it. It was fun in the end. And my last runway show was actually last year in December, and that one was just a bunch of designers, you know, getting together and wanting us to represent their clothes and whatnot. And that one was actually a lot more better. That one was located in Hayward, California, and it was at a lounge called Me Lounge. So far, I might be in a magazine. There is a man named Charles Steven, and he used to be a model as well, and he did a couple of magazines. So soon I should be, you know, doing a beauty photo shoot with him, and hopefully I'll probably be in a magazine sooner or later.
Woo-woo. But, you got that was pretty slick, huh? But you know, and in China, I want to say Shaka, one of our sponsors, is in the Bay Area. Shout out to Notoriously Naughty. Big ups to them. big moves, but
okay. I was actually looking at their page. She or he designs clothes, or
they do a lot. They do a lot of great events. Like, you know, a lot of people they work with. They, you know, one of the people that works with a lot of the models that's in the camp. Because you know, Sharika. Sharika does. So Sharifa.
Yeah.
Sharika.
Yeah.
Sharifa. she does some of one of the models from the group. My girl Kay Renee. So big ups to her. And the thing is too, the Bay Area, you know, as far as the Bay Area fashion scene kind of paint the picture, because you get a little bit, and I tell people all the time, there's always pros and cons for every area when it comes to modeling.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, what's some of the pros and cons there, because I know some people, they go, well, I don't know about the Bay Area, you know, whatever.
There's pros and cons for modeling in general. I guess it's hard to try to network with people who are known in the industry when you're not really as close to them, like city-wise. But I think San Francisco Bay Area-wise has a lot of connections. You just need to find the right people, have a positive attitude, and be business-like. I guess you just need to look out for photographers who they think they are, you know, photographers, because anybody can hold a camera and say, here, turn around, take a picture, say cheese. So what you would need to do basically is, you know, look at their work, see if they have pictures on, you know, other websites, you know, talk to them in person, and maybe try to figure out who else they've worked with and see how they dealt with that person as well. That's one way of trying to be safe, because sometimes when you're going to shoot with a freelance photographer, you know, talk is cheap, you know, but people use like sweet words to the point where you're like, oh, well, this must seem good, you know, and then they don't call you back, or they just, you know, try to hustle pictures out of you so they can use it for their own privacy. But
because it'd be some miles on the other flip side of it too. It'd be they tell you, oh my god, you know, especially when you didn't hit them up and they come on, oh yeah, I can't wait to work with you. Da, da,
mm-hmm.
da. And then you look around like, so where, you know, they were talking about this hot stuff, but they don't really show it. Like people like you and T. And so many other models on the site, y'all back it the heck up. You're like, oh, it's like, I don't feel like you're not just being excited. You back your excitement up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, recently I just kind of had this problem with this designer. I thought he was going to, like, help me out, which he did, because he was a part of the fashion show for last year. But it seems like he wasn't the person that I thought he was. And he was actually also acting like that towards other models. So I just left him be. And hopefully he'll change his ways soon. But, yeah, it's just, you know, hard because – When photographers or designers don't get what they want and they don't know how to act right or act businesslike, then they act childish and they want to, you know, act funny and weird. And it's like, why are you acting like that? You don't need to act like that because you're not going to get everything that you want. So, and that's just like bad for their reputation, not mine or other models who have done nothing wrong to them. So, but yeah.
Right, I mean, because it's people that do that, man. Like they do you wrong, and you held them down to the fullest, man. So I know exactly how you feel. It's like, come the heck on, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm being mad. I love asking this ministry question. As far as the people the photographers you have worked with so far, who is the best? Who's the best one you worked with so far?
to be honest, I would say, okay, I would like to give a shout-out to Rick Pringle on Model Mayhem. Don't know his little number, but he's good at taking pictures. And my recent photographer that I've worked with is Fire Season Studios in Emeryville, California. They're very good with pictures as well. Not entirely sure they do photos outdoors. I think that would be very good for their, you know, production. But other than that, they do take good pictures, and they also do filming as well. So I hope to continue to work with them. I also do I'm also a hostess for their, you know, production. So when they go and they film comedy shows, I go and host and, you know, interview people and see, like, how they like about the comedy show or the event that they're at and what are they looking for and whatnot. So.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw a lateral to my co-host real quick. My girl T, what you, all right, T, hit it.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, how are you? Fine. So let me ask you this. So what do you like to do in your spare time?
Okay, so I like to read. I like to write because my major in college is going to actually be a screenwriter for motion pictures and television. I like to sing, dance, and I'm very outgoing, and I love getting to know new people and finding out new information about this world.
Okay,
what's the side? Oh, go ahead,
Tim. Oh, no, I just want to say, you know, when you get that movie out, make sure you hire me and T. Marie, I'm just saying.
Yeah, if there's like any little scenes that involve, you know, the radio, I will for sure let you know.
Or
you can be an extra in the back.
I want to be the sexy guy on the
in the bathtub screaming why Godzilla tries to eat you.
Oh, okay. You see that kind of fooled me today, boys, man. Okay. So hers, I know if it's not going to be on this year's Christmas list. All right, T, go ahead. I'm going to sit back over here in my corner.
Go ahead, Sidney.
I was sitting back in my corner.
So what's the side of you that the public
sees?
Hold on. Repeat that one more time.
What's a side of you that the public never sees?
The public, what do you mean by, public, okay. I guess most, I'm thinking about, like, cameras and stuff and, like, media. Okay. So I guess I would say, I guess the side of me that, I'm not saying I don't stand up for myself, I stand up for myself, but usually I'm like, people will see me as like, oh, she's so sweet, she's so nice, she's really nice. I am, it's just that I don't want people stepping over me, so if, you know, somebody gets in my face, then I'll stand my ground and I'll say what I have to say. So I guess what the public really doesn't see is my, I guess, my blunt, I guess, courageous, you know, I don't know, like, not happy self when I have to defend or protect myself. They really don't see that much because I'm not really a sad or a unhappy person. I'm usually happy and I'm really energetic. I wake up around 6 o'clock in the morning naturally. I can't go to sleep. I like to start off my morning in the morning because I only have one life to live. So even though I'm not doing anything that day, I'd rather wake up and look at the sky and, you know, look around and see what's going on in the morning. So, yeah.
How long have you been modeling?
I have been modeling for a year.
A year. Yeah. What are some of the struggles you faced and how did you overcome them?
Well, like I said to your friend, let me see if I'm saying his name right. Is it C you said it. You said Keddie, Seti.
Seti, Seti, Seti. All right, Lord.
Okay.
Don't do it. Don't do
okay.
it wrong.
Well, just trusting photographers, people who would say that they would guarantee you things and they can't guarantee you it. For example, actually the first shot that I ever done was in San Francisco. There were test shots, and I can bring whatever outfit I wanted, and I got paid $75 for it. He said he would give me the pictures a month later. That was fine with me. And that was November or December of 2012. And I still never got them.
So, oh, you know, we got to give that. We got some for that. Where is it at? Where is it at?
Oh, no. I have a plan. I definitely have a plan.
That's what we got. We give people like that crickets.
Yeah, well, because I've given him time, I guess. I've been patient. And usually when you want to have people coming back to you, you want to give their stuff on time. You know what I mean?
And they promote you, then they're going to put the stuff out there for you, and you're going to be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I told him, I was like, if you send my pictures anywhere, you know you're going to go to jail. I didn't say all that, but I was like, please don't send my pictures anywhere. He's like, I'm not going to do that. But you can't send me my pictures, but you're messaging me, but you can't send me my pictures. What's
right.
going on, buddy?
Yeah. That's why this year, right on New Year's, I got my paperwork in line. That way, you know, before I even work with anybody, you sign this contract and you know what it is, whether it's just for one day or whatever, to try to avoid stuff like
mm-hmm.
this happening. That way I have something written down like, this is what we agreed to, and you didn't hold up your end. So now it's
right.
time, you know. But, yeah.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you. My friend Mercedes actually told me that. She's like, you just need to start making your own contracts and then
exactly.
giving it to photographers, even though you're not getting paid. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Because yeah, you know,
exactly.
even you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but a lot of times, even email correspondence, if you have it right,
yeah,
make sure you. Especially that's why I like to have people that have signatures in their stuff. That's their official signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Like first, like you have Seti J, the name of the company, blah 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 blah, that kind of stuff. So that it puts a stamp on it that yes,
exactly.
this is your email and this is what you sent. So you can't sit here and try, you know, because that helps too.
Email
yeah.
is a good form also, but I like to make it formal. I feel like if you make it formal up front, that kind of wipes out all the flakes, because the person will be like, oh, she about her business. She's going to need some paperwork to sign before we get started. I might not want to fool with her, you know, if they really not serious
mm-hmm.
about, you know, their business. It kind of scares them away. But if you're serious and you're about your business, you're like, let me fill it out moving. But if you're a flake, then they're going to be hesitant, which is going to most likely make them say, I don't want to fool with her. That's the difference from, like, sending them formal paperwork as opposed to email, because the email can be tracked, that, you know, that's a written documentation right there of what y'all discussed and what was agreed upon. But I just feel like the contract makes it formal and it gives you that opportunity to wing out all the flakes. So, and Google has
yeah.
a lot of researchers too, because that's how I found it actually, by Googling. And yeah, so that's real helpful.
Okay, well,
so
thank you.
So we're going to ask you some fun stuff. Oh, you're welcome, Boo.
I wanted to read this chat room comment. Just going back to what y'all two were just talking about. And shout out to Game Boy Renato, creative in the building. He, you know, his comment is, you should only work with people with testimonies and ask other models about the photographer. That was and I agree with that, because I like to see. That's why a lot of people don't understand why I like to have my stuff on different networks, because then there's different people
mm-hmm.
in those different areas that can vouch for you to say, hey, well, you know, I met him on Facebook, and he was and this is, and I've seen his work in blah, blah, blah. Hey, I met him on Instagram. Hey, I met him on, it's so many different ways that you got these different people speaking about you in different spaces, and it's going around the internet. So that's going to help the SEO, and it's going to connect your name. And so now mm-hmm. the positive feedback is around about you. So
right.
I,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's your favorite pig out food? What's something you like to do pig out on?
Oh, what's something that I like to do?
Like, no, pig out. What's your favorite junk food? Something
oh,
like
junk
to eat
food.
That's not necessarily healthy.
Oh, man.
No, hold on. She's telling she needs one of these.
I mean, I do. I don't know my favorite type of, I guess, Swiss rolls, but those are not good for you, Swiss rolls, because they have some type of, like, car engine stuff that's in it. So I have
what?
To stop eating that.
Whoa.
Talking about the little Swiss rolls that have a little filling in
they're
the
so
middle.
Good, yeah, with the white
the
cream in it,
too.
Yeah. Yes.
And it has what in it?
My friend told me, Dakota Kaiser, he told me that there was some type of, like, the stuff that you use inside of a car engine, and it's inside the Swiss roll.
I don't know. I'm going to have to do my research on that.
And he's like an environmental, like, health, like, I guess, expert somewhat. So he does tell me, like, a little info and everything, and he, you know, I don't want to go off subject, but he's kind of like in Oregon now, and he's trying to, like, build his own little house, and, like, his, you know, water would come from, like, the stream and whatnot. So he's, like, those type of people. But good for him. You know, I'm glad that he's like that.
You got me. I'm all on Google right now. Like, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm going to throw
you know,
the type of way. I was like, hold on.
Well, you know how the government is. They're not going to tell you everything, just how they think that, you know, marijuana should be illegal. It should only be illegal because so you can make money off of it. That's the whole point, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be right. We had to discuss because it's going to be all next. Let me put that out there now. Next Wednesday, all you green-friendly people, there's a show that you want to make sure you tune into next Wednesday.
Okay,
and
what is that show called?
And that's it's going to be on here. Everyone says, oh, good.
Is it Glam and Glitz?
No, that's a Tuesday show. We did the show every Monday and Wednesday. Me and her do live, it does live every Monday and Wednesday. And
okay. Next
Wednesday's guest is talking about this. Because she's a model. Because that's what you don't realize. That a lot of these models, y'all do more than just model. Y'all are very multifaceted in what y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very aware about cannabis as a whole. So she's going to be talking about that. So y'all make sure y'all tune into that show. We about to do a spell.
What show is that now?
Next Wednesday, make sure you in the building. right after the music break, right when you come on at 11 p.m. Central Time, our time, you know, that'd be 9 p.m. your time. It's going to be crazy because we about to dispel some nonsense because it's time to. You know, especially, like, I'm getting tired of people getting locked up for this stuff. It's just ridiculous. Like, I just can't no more. I can't take this shit no more.
Oh, I'm there, y'all. I had a moment. Don't judge me.
Okay. Y'all right? I was like, what is she? She had a random moment.
What was that on? I'm trying to remember what show was that on. That's right. And I can't take this shit no more.
I was praying for you. I was like, Lord, put your hands on, Lord. And I put my pastor voice on. Put your hands on, Lord.
Shut up, Betty. You're a mess. Anyway.
Okay, we got a caller, too. I'm going to go see. We got a caller. We know we can find out who we got. We got somebody from the 718. Who, first of all, what's your name?
718.
Oh, 718, that would be D. Heath.
What's up? Hey. Oh, it's the general. The general in the building. What's up?
What's really good, everyone?
What's happening?
Oh, wow. You know, I had to call in whenever, you know, anything involving T-Stale. I definitely got to jump in on that.
Oh, yeah, you missed T-Stale the first hour. You missed her. Oh.
Yes, you missed her. I am Alsumse, the Princess Warrior.
Oh, and that is great also. How are you?
I am well, thank
you. You just liked a bunch of her pictures and now on Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I just came off the site. I looked, and then I seen the link. I said, you know what? I need to call in. I need to call in for this one.
Have any questions to ask me?
Actually, I do. With the whole urban model scene, do you think there will ever be a point where mainstream will actually accept urban models as far as, you know, skipping the whole urban models and just putting you all in the same category as the other? Because that really does, it's been bothering me for a while, you know.
It's pissing me off, bro. I'm serious.
Yeah, why does it have to be considered urban or mainstream? Like, beautiful women are beautiful women no matter where you're from.
Right.
So do you ever see that happening in the near future?
Yes, I do, because everything, I guess, has its time, and one day we will see. I guess, when you mean by urban, do you mean by women with more curves or, like, more of, like, what's going on in the city or?
Okay. I guess you could say really both ways, because I feel beauty is whether you have curves or not. But as we know, mainstream, they consider, I don't know, I'm assuming size 4 and below, I guess that's considered mainstream for whatever reason.
Right.
But do you think, like, they will feel the pressure at some point to say, you know what, maybe we need to expand ourselves a bit and realize, like, what's the new trend going on, which is the curvy model?
Yeah, I will, because one day there's going to be somebody who is going to be a great designer who came from the bottom, and then they're going to rise to the top, and they probably have been interested in just models who just know how to work it. So I think, one day it's going to happen, and, you know, there's going to be controversy, don't know why, because, like you said, I agree with you. A model is a model. A model doesn't have to be like Wonder Woman, but looks like a woman that has like a 12-year-old body. Now, let me say this. Women who are skinny, some of them can't help it because they have high metabolism, so I don't get on them. I only get on the women who just think that, oh, well, beautiful is being skinny and super tall, and I don't know, I guess I can say, people who are of European descent too, or women with fine hair. And sorry for going off subject, but that's another thing. People always like always associate, women of color who wear tracks they're wearing European hair. Like, no, that's not it, because Europeans wear tracks too and all that.
Yes,
and
yes.
There's Native Americans who have fine hair. There are Indians from India who have fine hair. There are people from Africa who have fine hair. So it's not just people of European descent. Now back to the whole urban thing. Yes, I do believe that we will all be together, short, big, tall, curvaceous. It's going to happen. And people are going to have to accept it.
Because I remember at one point, I used to watch a few years back, America's Next Top Model, or whatever that show was, and I actually became a fan of it because, you know, you had the girl Takara up there. And obviously she was curvy, but, you know, she showed all the confidence in the world, and people
accepted
her
for that. She stayed on there a long time.
Yeah, she was on there a very long time, but then what kind of got me was that over time you noticed she dropped the weight. So I'm figuring that, it kind of bothered me, because I figured, like, okay, if you want to just do something for health reasons, that's one thing, I understand that, but why would you, like, it's almost as if you've given in to mainstream. Like, you were so much out there because you was different from what people normally see.
Right.
But she probably, it probably was for health reasons that she needed to lose weight.
Mhm. It could be that, or it just could be so she can try and fit in, but
I love
probably,
bigger girls.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, and I'm not no big girl, and I'm not no skinny
mm-hmm.
girl. But as mm-hmm. I would want to work with a big girl who has the total confidence any day, as opposed to a skinny chick who's insecure. What urban models is gonna be? It's gonna all work out in the end. We just have to keep pushing, keep striving, and just keep pushing. That's the whole thing. Don't give up.
Now I heard the model from earlier. Her name is T Still.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, she was talking about the weight issue with women, and I do agree with her on some things. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being thick. There's nothing wrong with that, but you should be careful because you don't want to be that woman who thinks that, oh, yeah, well, big is beautiful. Yeah, big is beautiful, but you don't want to be unhealthy. You don't want to be overweight. There's nothing,
exactly.
You know, yeah, there's nothing wrong with having, you know, big thighs, you know, a big butt, you know, like super like nice curves and all that. But if you want to stay healthy and look good, stay in shape. Don't
yeah,
think that just
be
because you're
okay.
Yeah, just yeah.
Look, I want to lose y'all, man. I want to lose y'all. You know, over y'all, you know, just saying, you know, because it's different. Some people, they let them sort of keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and saying,
mm-hmm.
well, big is in. Well, okay, I was saying you was big, but you just let yourself get bigger and bigger and just prove on what point? That's a whole other thing then. I can't rock with that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's the feet healthy. That's the whole thing. Now, if you Monique, you know you're going to be curvy. I use her as an example always.
Because she lost
her weight.
She's going to
be curvy. But the main thing is just being healthy. We done got on
mm-hmm.
a whole different topic. I bet you D, he's like, what the hell? They got
no,
curvy.
I'm actually loving it because, like, for some reason, I can't really find too many people that I can actually conversate about this. Too, which is kind of surprising, like where I come from, is like the topic pretty much stops pretty much when I ask the question. So I'm kind of actually happy to be going hearing this right now, truthfully.
You're on Life with the Dove Live, man. You know how.
Yeah, you know.
Yes, I love these. I never met him before, but I love him. He supports.
Thank you very much, and I love y'all right back. Debbie J, you the man, baby.
Yes, man. And I
told you,
I,
man, to get this whole... This whole natural thing started, man. I don't mind being your sister.
I'm working out of it. I'm working. Remember, what was, and I'm going to hold myself to what I said. I'm doing a whole lot more traveling this year. I'm going to get back on my travel. I've died down a little bit, like 2010, 2011, 2012. I was going in. I died down a little bit last year. I'm getting back into the groove of moving around a whole lot. This year, man.
Yeah, and I learned something new every day because I was reading the magazine. I forgot what it was, issue 3 or 4 that came in today through the mail for me, and I didn't know that you were from Trenton, New Jersey.
A lot of people didn't know. Some people don't know that because some people know I'm from Texas. They know I'm in Texas. They know where I'm at. They don't know where I'm from. But
you said Texas.
Yeah, so I was reading the interview, the interview, and I'm like, wow, Trenton, that's my next door neighbor right there. That's what's up.
I knew something like that. I thought when I first used to New York, I was like, oh, that's my family. I go crazy about my NY Jersey family, like, brings back to my roots.
Yes, yes. Okay. I have to make my way down to Texas, man. It's...
Yes, you don't have to come down.
You got T. Marie here. That's the eighth one of the world, T. Marie in Texas. So,
oh man,
turn up in Texas.
Now, as far as I got another question for you, because you know I'm very nosy, and I dig deep. Now, as far as most embarrassing thing. Because you know, I was going to ask you earlier when you brought the fantasy show thing, though. I was pacing myself. I was going to ask you to fall. But as far as the like, most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me, and it doesn't have to be the industry versus them necessarily. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done so far in your life?
Shoot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a few.
A few. Oh, I like grossing a little bit of embarrassing moments.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to think of one. I mean, there's kind of like, I don't know. embarrassing.
Here you go.
I guess. Okay. One little one. I was having.
There we go. We got it.
I was having sex in the parking lot, and somebody saw me and him, and then we just stopped, and then we just walked downstairs, and we left.
That was good because that was a naughty moment, and that was.
She looked in the door, and I turned around. I was like, and then she just turned around. She walked away. And I was like, oh god. I was like, oh god, no.
I wouldn't have stopped. I would have kept on going. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mess. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There we go. What the hell just happened to me? For a second there, I'm back.
I was like, what the heck just happened? Come on. I was in.
The world just dropped me out of nowhere. And I was like, I missed the juice. Okay, so I want to hear, because right when I was getting an answer, I got the match. So Maddie Force said, you don't need to hear that answer. Okay, well, so answer my question again. What was the answer to the question?
Oh, answer what question?
The question was, what was, did you get back to it after? You know, some people like, they're embarrassed a little bit, then they're like,
no,
let's get back to what we're doing. Let's see what we're doing.
Yeah, no, because I wasn't sure if she was the type of person that would just be like, oh my gosh. Somebody's having sex in the stairs and, you know, and try to, like, bring, you know, the security over or whatever. So I was going to be smart and just, you know, walk away.
Oh,
so you didn't get to finish, huh? Wow.
No, but it kind of wasn't, you know, worth it, I guess.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But he got pretty... I know there was a little bit of a rush, because sometimes you can get a little bit of a rush when you get caught. You don't want to get caught, but at the same time, you want to get caught. It's weird. It's bitter. Because you got caught, mm-hmm. You feel like, yeah, I was at the moment. I was in it.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so T, I know you got something else in your system. While I'm over here figuring out what the heck just happened to me.
Ask me another question. I'm an open book.
I'm at T actually while I'm over here getting back right again, because I don't know what the heck just happened to me.
Okay, let me see.
I can talk to you about sports.
You like sports? Yeah.
I played sports in high school. Not really a football like fan like that, but I will sit, you know, at a game and, you know, yell and scream like any other fan.
All right, there we go. We back clear. We back in crystal clear. There we go.
So,
I did
basketball, and then I did track and field, then cheerleading, and then rugby.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Explains the body, why it looks the way it does. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah, I was a bit chubby, actually, in sixth grade, but my mom, she kind of put me in sports, so I slimmed down a lot.
I was a magic trick in health, because I was, man, shoot, you talk about, oh, my God, in middle school, like elementary school or lower, I look back and then look at middle school and then look, and my still high school working up to now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I look good now, Lord.
You so silly. Let me ask you this. What do you believe is the magic formula for success?
Repeat that one more time.
What do you believe is the magic formula for success?
On a first, I'm sorry, what did you say? On a first what?
What do you believe the magic formula is for success? Being successful as a model, what are the requirements? What are some things that a model needs to be successful?
Okay, so yeah, I wrote a post a couple of days ago, and I just talked about having, you know, looking at magazines, looking at the facial expressions that the models do or commercial models do, always practice your poses. There are always, your body can make so many poses, so it's nice to just practice and try to see what you can do with your body and what you're able to do. When you're doing photo shoots, as I said in my blog, you need to do as many poses as you can for that one outfit because you know, out of the 300 to 500 shots, there's going to be at least 20 to 30 photos that will look great. So it's nice to try to, you know, exhaust all your options for that outfit. And always, like I said, have a positive attitude and try to meet the right people. And be businesslike. I know we're running out of time right now, so if you have time, just like read my blog, and it will give you more detail. So,
okay, you want to let people know where to find you?
Sure.
Said he likes to say stalk you.
Okay, well, you can stalk me on Instagram, alsumse_nativelove, or on Twitter. NinjaGirl3579.
Oh, so you're a ninja? That what you tell me? Like you like to jump out of throwing swords and stuff?
No, I actually took a Japanese class in 9th grade, and I watch anime. So.
And you got the kanji on your back too.
Yeah.
Okay, now I also want one more. On the chat room comment, we got my boy Renato Creative Photography says that he loved the bad photo that you did, and that he reiterated that he said he loves your photos.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Renato. Did I say it right, Mr. Renato?
Yes, and he's on the spot too, so yeah, he's stopping yourself too.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for letting me speak on your radio.
Oh, no problem, man. No problem. Glad to have you. Glad to, you know, this. I'm glad it's a great, very great, 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 great. I want to just get in for it. Lord, it's been a great way to bring the show back, man. We always take our vacation. Yeah. Take our little vacation between the holidays and then come back and hit y'all with some more, so. You know, it's definitely a great look. Come back harder and stronger. Look, I told you what we were going to do. I was playing. We're not playing. Again, I want to shout out to one of our sponsors presenting today's show. Today's show is presented by Audible.com. Again, check out Audible.com where they have over 150,000 titles many different genres. And it's audiobooks, man. You can listen. You know, but some people don't want to read it. You know, it's understandable. As long as you want to hear it versus read it, and that's understandable. As long as you're getting it in somehow and getting it in richer culture. So go in there and check it out. You go sign up through audibletrial.com/CityJ. You're going to get a free trial, a 30-day free trial on there. And you also get a free audio book on there, too. So make sure you get it.
Okay.
And people love free. I was going to say something else.
Love free.
People love free. I was going to say bitches love free. Okay, let me stop.
Oh, Lord. And also, too, I show such to other sponsor, Notoriously Naughty. And make sure y'all see, you know, if y'all got any, you know, tag us with the use the tag Naughty Moments of the Week. Tag it, and then, bam, you will be able to, you know, of course, check it out that way. So, remember, guess I got to do.
That being said, we about to roll on out. T, tell them how they can find you.
Oh, yes, y'all. Be sure y'all following me, Instagram, T Marie underscore the underscore model. Like me on Facebook, T Marie the model. And follow me on Twitter, T Marie underscore M-O-D.
All right, man. Y'all know y'all can stalk me, man. You pretty much type in Sunny J Dusk on Name Me everywhere and find me. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, CDDYJDUSK. Make sure you like the Dust Spot fan page on Facebook. You just type in dustspot.com, DUSKSPOT.com. You can go there on Facebook, like it. Hey, you go there. You actually see Sume on there because she is the member of the week. Go to her, we call her the spot of the week. So check her out because y'all don't have a new spot of the week, man. You know, we don't just give the spot of the week, just ain't given. You earn it. It's completely earned. So check it out and check out the news. It will lead to the news. I have to check it out. Just see, y'all can just put stuff up for the week. So I'll be checking those weekly newsletters, man. Again, I thank you for coming to the show. I thank my girl T Marie, D Heath, Renato Creative, DJ Chase, you know, everybody else that's into the show, whether it's live or archive. I appreciate you most definitely. All right, we roll on now. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember, well, there's a J or well, there's a
T. Oh, I'm over here saying this.
And remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J, or when there's a
T,
or there's a U, there is a way.
Yes.
There is a way, Lord, there is a way. Oh, there is a way. Okay.
You silly.
Get to get tomorrow's. Tomorrow on Glitz and Glamour, Glitz and Glamour, they got a lot on the plate tomorrow, man. Shoot, it's like going to Thanksgiving dinner, the nice little plate of greatness they got going on tomorrow. Check them out. They were talking about New Year's resolutions. That's what we're going to talk about all week long on all the shows, man, because people need to know there's some things they'd be left in 2013, you know, that don't need to make it back to 2014. And definitely check that out. They're starting some new segments. Tip of the week. They're doing feature artists of the week. A lot of new segments they're introducing y'all tomorrow. So check it out. And on Wednesday show, Faith the Model will be coming through, and she's in a new issue of Human Canvas and Real Spirit Radio. Check it out because we're always ratchet, and you get to check it out on there. We always do. The create one of our for everybody's favorite segments, Pocket Change. Check out the Pocket Change letters because people are sending some ratchet letters to there. I don't understand what be wrong with them, Lord. So, yes, we are out. Peace.